This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're here on Mondays. Oh, Pete walks in.
Pete the Crab! There he is.
Didn't see him one time all summer. But Monday's back at Chickies for football season. The very first Jordan Mailata show happened at 6 tonight with Jordan, myself, and Elliot Shore Parks. And then starting next week, the Players Lounge will be back as well. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you have traded Jalen Carter straight up for Micah Parsons is the question.
Slow news there.
81.5% say no. It's not a right away no. I think it's probably a no. I just don't think it's a right away no. It's something to think about. You know, you would rather add Micah Parsons to Jalen Carter, but certainly something to think about. All right, a lot going on in the world of the Phillies. Let's get to it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Jackie Baseball.
What? Oh. Are we going to play any of that audio?
It's sitting there. You got to leave it in there.
Come on, CNN Fritz.
Oh, yeah. My God.
How about that, huh?
Did she go Jackie Baseball?
Yeah. She did. Oh, it was so funny, dude.
Classic.
So Jack was on.
That is awesome.
They asked Jack to go on CNN on Saturday to talk about the Karen.
The Philly Karen. Which feels like it happened a month ago.
Yeah.
After
and
it over the weekend.
Ike, you got to see in the video when she calls him Jackie Baseball, Jack like snickers to himself
right.
That it actually happened. He had the S-eating grin on his face when it happened. Oh,
how
my
does
God.
How she know to call you Jackie Baseball?
That's probably what she was told.
I think Ava.
Ava told her that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm.
Okay.
Everyone calls me that around here, around these parts.
Okay, Jackie Baseball.
Dude,
Jack awesome.
Was wearing the collared shirt, did
yep.
his hair up nice. The only time I've ever seen Jack wearing a collared shirt is when he got married.
Right.
Yep. I've known him for 10 years.
Yeah. No, I don't wear collared shirts, but yeah. Jill was like, I mean, you should probably wear something nicer than – I was just going to wear a blank T-shirt.
Of course, no, you're going to wear a damn Phillies T-shirt is what you were going to do.
No, it's
he was going to wear a Phillies T-shirt.
Blank T-shirt.
Darren Dalton
blank
jersey.
T-shirt.
I should have thrown my Darren Dalton jersey on.
That's what I didn't want you to put on.
Come on, man.
Jackie CNN.
Yeah. What a time. What a time.
It.
Also pointless. I mean,
yeah.
It's like – I mean, who cares?
Well, they have those shows.
Slow news,
I was like,
man.
What do you want me to add to it? Like,
well, that was also, well, that was also very funny. So these shows, they basically just have to fill time.
Yeah.
So this thing was all over the internet, and they're like, get somebody who can talk about it. There was at one point, I don't remember the exact questions, but she was like, so what do we know about this lady? And Jack's like, well, like I could see him being like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You tell me. You're the reporter. Yeah, that was fun. It was so weird too. Like usually when you do some of these, you see the other person.
No, not the TV ones.
Yeah, I couldn't see her at all.
Ah, so you was just talking into the monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. And what annoyed me too is I always make fun of the TV thing with the delay.
Yes.
Between guests. I was right on, like, I didn't pause at all. And then no. I went back and watched it. It's like, there's the delay.
Yep, there's always a delay with the TV stuff.
Which I know would have driven you crazy.
Would have driven me nuts. Would have driven me nuts.
So, got a lot of Philly stuff going on. So, Trey Turner and Alec Bohm both placed on the IL. So, the Trey one we expected. Trey apparently is a grade one hamstring situation, which the Phillies believe is the best case scenario. They hope he's back for the playoffs. Man, if they can get him back like the last week. I can't believe there's only 3 weeks left in the season. I keep thinking there's at least six, but there's only 3 weeks left. So
20 games, right? Yeah, 20 games left.
It's crazy. So it seems like best case scenario for Trey. Doesn't seem like it's a season ender, although they are saying they hope he's back for the playoffs. So
if it is a grade one hamstring strain, he could be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, here's what you hope for. We finish second in the league.
Yep.
In the National League, and then you get that 1 week, you get that extra week of him being off as well.
The bye becomes way more important.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of talk about, like, do you really want the bye?
Yes, we do.
Now we need the bye.
Yeah,
100% need
yes,
the bye.
Yes, we do.
Rob Thompson talked about the injury a little earlier. Here's what Rob Thompson had to say.
Yeah, so we had the MRI. It's grade one. And, we expect him back by playoff time. So, actually, it was better than what we'd expected.
Yeah.
And with Bohmert, he's been grinding with this left shoulder for a while now. But fighting through it's probably been, a week, 10 days.
Tough guy.
And he could feel it every once in a while on a swing, and yesterday he felt it on every swing. So we decided to shut this thing down. We expect him to be back in 10 days.
What happened to it? Was it just
overuse? I think so, yeah. I don't think there was any one thing that he did that affected this or started. I think it's just from swinging.
So, I mean, he said we expect Trey Turner back for the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I think just as far as how that stuff goes, grade one is the lowest hamstring strain. Mm-hmm. So that is good news. And you don't want to push him back, especially the way he looked when he came back last year. I mean, he was running like Joe DiCamera, at least style-wise, for the first 2 months when he came back because he was worried about hurting the hamstring again. So you want full Trey, right? I mean, part of him hitting, he's got almost 30 infield hits this year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so being fast has been a big part of his game. I think you want that back because I think it's also how you get the best at-bats out of him. But grade one is the best scenario we could have had. So that's good news.
And apparently Bohm has a cyst in his shoulder that has to get drained.
Oh, sounds fun.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Brandon Marshall also has the flu, so he is not in the lineup tonight. He is at the – so Rob Thompson said he's probably sleeping in the recovery room right now.
Wow.
Why not just stay home?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a gamer.
Yeah, he's just trying to be there.
Yeah, give him an IV. Get everybody else
let's
sick.
Let's not infect the rest of the team.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
If he has the flu, just stay home.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's all the injury stuff. Now, the other big news, Bryce Harper's hitting leadoff tonight.
Thank God.
So
been begging for this for 2 years.
So sometimes they do this with a struggling player because he gets more at-bats and, whatever. Like, sometimes you put him up at the top. But
nobody does that, Jack.
Well, they put Hoskins there. They put Harper there a couple years ago. Just sometimes teams do this.
They didn't put Stott there.
Wow. Yeah. America's leadoff.
Yeah.
By the way, the lineup's out. Listen to this. This crap.
Well, hold on. Before we do it.
Okay.
Harper hitting first and Schwarber hitting second is the right way to do it. It like they should. And by the way, when Trey Turner comes back, he should hit third. And
He
should hit third. I have been radicalized. We've got to get Spader on at some point.
He's not even texting me back, by the way. This is a huge moment for his brand.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So Ryan Spader, who does a lot of baseball stats.
Nerd stuff.
But basically what he has showed is that the third spot in the Phillies lineup over the last 3 years has had more times coming up to bat with nobody on base than any other spot in the lineup.
Wow.
Than any other spot in the lineup, by far. So, like, it does two.
I wonder Harper's RBIs are down.
Well, I mean, and especially, like, with Schwarber hitting ahead of him, who
he
is a home
deck.
Run.
Yeah.
So what it does is it gets Schwarber and Harper, the two most at-bats on the team, and it gets a guy who, by the way, Harper has not been. I haven't liked the Harper at-bats lately, but, like, forcing him to maybe see some more pitches and grind out some at-bats because that's his job. I think might be good for him. So I'm glad he's hitting leadoff. I'm glad Schwarber's hitting second.
And anyway, did you see the rivalry pack back Saturday?
I saw it.
They won the first game with the rivalry back on.
Yeah.
Harper talked about, you know, the Trey injury and also hitting leadoff a little earlier. Here's what he had to say.
What does it mean to lose Trey for the however long it ends up being?
Yeah, it's tough. Anytime you lose one of your, you know, premier players, obviously it's, you know, it's hard. You know, guys got to step up and, you know, keep playing the same ball that we're playing and continue to, you know, play our game. And, you know, obviously it's a tough situation we're in, but just got to, you know, keep going.
You've talked in the past about you prefer hitting two through four, but you're up at number one. How did that happen tonight, I guess?
Yeah, we just talked about it. You know, it's something, you know, we kind of all wanted to try, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
We all wanted to try it. See how it goes.
It, look, if it works, if he hits well, there is a chance they could keep this.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
See, I would put Trey two if they commit to it.
Yeah, so you still go lefty, righty, lefty.
Just split them up. Like, I'm worried about those two recently against lefties have not been as good as they were at the beginning of the season.
No, they look terrible.
And I'm worried about, like, the Brewers, who they can throw a lot of guys out there. So, you know, Schwarber third still in an RBI-producing situation, whatever. You mentioned about Harper and big moments recently, right?
Yeah.
So this is from John Stolness. His clutch, you can quantify clutch, I guess, with yep. baseball reference. So his second half in clutch situations, as, you know, by baseball reference, he's hit 174 with, like, a 250 on base percentage, a 533 OPS. He's striking out 27% of the time. Like, yesterday was it felt giveaway-y in a big moment.
It was a terrible at-bat.
Yeah.
And I asked Jack this earlier. If you were watching that game yesterday, that the Phillies had a chance to battle back and win in the top of the nine, and Harper came up in that position, nobody was confident Harper was getting a hit in that spot. Like, at the way that this year has gone, he has not only not come through in those spots, he has not looked competitive in those spots. Like, we have – JT has had – even when he struggled, JT has had some really good at-bats this year. Really good at-bats. Bryson Stott, really good at-bats. Brandon Marsh, really good at-bats. Trey Turner, really good at-bats. Bryce has not had good – by the way, Schwarber hasn't either over the last month or so. But something looks off with Bryce Harper to me. Like, he – so, thing about Juan Soto, right? I know he's not Juan Soto.
Yeah.
But when you watch Juan Soto up there, he is dictating what the pitcher is doing. Soto is sitting there fouling pitches off till he gets the ball that he wants. Like, he feels like he is in control of that at-bat. I haven't felt that way for Bryce in a while. And though, like, that at-bat in the ninth, that ground out was like a give-up ground out. It was – That guy wanted to blow that game. That guy wasn't throwing strikes, wanted to blow the game. He needs to get back to being. If we are going to salute him as clutch Bryce and all these things, he just has to get back to being that guy. He doesn't have to have 1,000 OPS. He doesn't have to be, you know, he doesn't have to produce like Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge or anything like that. But in those situations, that's got to be his calling card. And he didn't look like that yesterday.
And that's what you hope in the postseason. He gets back to being what Bryce has done in the postseason. Like,
yeah.
It shows up when it matters. But the one thing I felt by watching him recently is, like, do we have to recalibrate what we think of Bryce from the standpoint of, you know, going from elite great player. Like, his stats are still really good. I mean, he's going to maybe end up 270 and 30 home runs, which is good. But, like, is he now just a really good player instead of an elite player? Like, is that what has changed? Like, are our expectations for Bryce too much because he's not that guy anymore?
No. I don't believe so. I believe the expectations should be high and still remain high. And I need to see him go through a postseason where he doesn't deliver. I think it's been an up-and-down season from a physical standpoint for him. I don't know if he's ever felt comfortable this year. He's had moments where he's gone through, maybe a week or two where he looks good. But he certainly doesn't look like his normal self up there at the plate, particularly in high-leverage situations where you expect him to come up with a big hit. He has that reputation of being able to do that. Has not delivered. Seemingly the past year in those moments. But when the lights are the brightest, there's not another player on this team I would rather have at the plate than Bryce Harper. I'll go down with him swinging. before I believe that any one of those other guys are going to get a hit in a key situation. Now, he may not do it, but I'm just telling you, if I got to pick a guy I want out of the lineup to be there in that moment, it's going to be Bryce Harper.
And I hope he does. I hope he does.
We all do.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're losing faith.
I'm just a little worried. I'm a little worried. See, I'm always worried about Bryce.
Now, in a week, if Bryce is hot,
yeah.
This whole conversation
will be totally different.
It will be pinned on me. It will be pinned on me. It is him saying it.
It's true.
I just want to be clear. This is going to get pinned on me.
Listen, there's no hidden agenda here.
Yeah,
you know, I'm rooting for Bryce. I want Bryce.
We know that.
As well, I am rooting
for Bryce. But your confidence is shaken. Spike's been on that side.
Yeah, I know.
For a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been on that side already, so we understand that.
I'm a little worried. Yeah. I'm a little worried. A little worried. And then the lineup is, Harper, okay. Schwarber, JT, Kepler batting fourth, baby.
Woo.
We're back.
Okay.
Bader's batting fifth, Castellanos sixth, Stott, Sosa, Kemp.
Yeah.
Otto Kemp's back.
Respect Nola to go out there and win with this tonight.
Yeah, I do. $172 million.
Yeah.
Versus Nolan McLean.
Yeah.
Now, they're not hitting Nolan McLean. Take the under.
Yeah, there's no chance.
0% chance.
We got to hope the guy's just throwing the ball in the dirt the entire time. They can't hit him. There's no way. It's impossible. I'm sure they think they can't hit him. By the way, if they win, you know Castellanos is going to be the start of the game tonight. Somehow. Somehow he's the one that'll hit
him. I forgot
Nolan
he was still
McLean.
On the team.
Yeah.
So did Casty.
Yeah. Definitely. Come on, man. Rob Thompson forgot.
He hit a triple yesterday.
He did.
Angrily, did he celebrate? He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, what was that center fielder doing on that triple? That was the worst played ball I've ever seen. So we're okay, given the injuries. I am okay with split the series with the Mets.
Yes.
Hopefully. You're putting yourself in very good position. If you split the series with the Mets, you're 7 games up. You're 5 games up on the Dodgers. The biggest series you split here, then it's all about that Dodger series and taking care of business against bad teams.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah. And they got the right pitchers on the mound this series.
Yeah, well, they have. So we have Nola tonight.
I think it's all of them. I think it's
Noles,
Rangers,
Sanchez,
and Lizardo.
Lizardo.
Okay. All right. There we go.
Because I think this weekend is like Taiwan and Walker Buehler and
against the Royals.
Yeah. I didn't watch any of the game yesterday for obvious reasons. It's a football Sunday, but Saturday.
No excuses. We got Phil
Saturday. Yeah, I watched a stupid game.
I like watching Lizardo Saturday.
Man. Yeah,
he looked good.
Yeah, he looked good. He did.
He's dialed in.
They put him in some situations where I think they could have pulled him because I think they're trying to get a gauge as to whether or not in the postseason series.
How far can go, yeah.
Yeah, like do we want to pull him here? And he stepped up. Now it's the Marlins. Obviously not a good offensive team, but yeah, there were some moments there that I think earlier in the season he unravels.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
And he did not.
And Juan Duran looks like he's...
Squeezed him again early, man.
No, well,
there must be something against him.
The inning he allowed runs, it was... All the hits were like under 70 miles an hour. Like, one guy hit one hard, but it was four straight hits, and it was not hard contact at all.
Well, and it makes me think, the way that the Phillies pitchers get squeezed, it makes me think, like, the umpires really don't like them.
Yeah, it has to be.
I think JT's a bad framer.
Really? Yeah. Best catcher in baseball?
Well,
bad framer.
Yeah, I think.
But he can't throw anymore.
Well, I don't know what happened with him in this road trip, but, like, in Milwaukee he was brutal, base running was brutal, like, whatever. But JT takes a lot of pitches out of the strike zone. Like, rather than just sticking it and bringing it back, like, he lets a lot – he olays a lot of balls. Like, I don't think JT's not a very good framer at all. His benefit is calling pitches. But when it comes to, like, framing, he's not a good framer.
Well, then we're going to need that ABS system pretty quick.
Sure.
Next year.
Sure. Seems like it's happening.
215-592-9494. By the way, you can hear the Phils tonight, game one, or you can hear all the games on WIP, Phils versus Mets. Now, this says Feather in Phoenixville. Is this Heather or Feather?
Feather. It's my last name.
We were getting ready to kill Buzz.
Yeah, I was about to take it out on Buzz.
Not
right,
literally, just, you know,
yeah.
Well,
no,
well,
never
yeah.
Don't let him cross the
so
line.
I am a first-time caller, and I will... admit that I do know the spike rules, and I will not ask any stupid questions.
Oh, there we go.
Well, no one really knows the spike rules anymore.
Yeah, but it's get to the point. Don't ask us how we're doing, right? I forget
exactly
what the other thing is. Anyway, go ahead, Feather.
So I have to say, oftentimes I don't agree with these spikes, but in this instance, I do. Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Damn.
And it's okay.
And it's okay. It's
doesn't mean you hate Jalen.
He's more well-rounded. And the other thing is, the thing I took from this weekend is the Bills and the Ravens were more prepared than almost any other team in the league. And it's just, Jalen still has his time to prove that he is better, or he could be better. But at this current moment, Josh Allen's the hands-down better quarterback. He's more well-rounded.
And it's okay. It's okay. It doesn't mean we don't love our guy. I do think the one thing I specifically agree with you there, Feather, is that those teams last night did not look like they were playing the first game of the year. You know what I mean? Like those teams, and they're not teams that play in the preseason, at least the offenses. You know, the offenses, Derrick Henry looked like he was – that guy's going to play until he's 40 doing that.
Nice fumble, though, Derek.
He did, yep.
Some of us needed that.
He did. But he was still a bull last night.
He was.
And, it just looked like the Eagles played a preseason game. And I think we're going to be fine. I think we're still Super Bowl contenders. But I do think if we go to the Super Bowl, I think we're facing either the Bills or the Ravens this year.
Yeah, that's a big consensus for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Green Bay getting Micah last week certainly thrust them up the ladder to, even if they were second beforehand, this makes them a stronger number two and potentially a number one.
It does feel a little bit in the NFC like the Eagles are in the situation LeBron was in the Eastern Conference for years, where the other conference is way better. And there's not as much for the Eagles to go through. And that's not to take any of these teams lightly.
You think so?
In the
see,
NFC?
I may look at the AFC like it's top heavy.
Well,
because everybody will pick those three, but nobody will pick any team outside of those three.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Feather, give us your favorite all-time daytime TV show.
So the best TV show when you're home, sick, like eating some chicken noodle soup, Price is Right.
See, that's a big
answer.
That's
a classic, yeah.
Price is Right is a great one. Now, yeah, that was Price is Right was on what, like 10 a.m.? something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
sounds
it was about right. Late yeah. morning, something yep. like that.
Sounds about right.
Favorite Price is Right game? I'm going Ooh. Plinko.
Yeah. See, it's hard for me to pick one because I like yeah. Plinko.
Yep.
What's the one with the yodeler?
Oh, yeah,
goes
yeah,
up
yeah,
and he
yeah,
has
yeah,
to
yeah,
fall
yeah.
over the mountain.
Yes, I forget.
I forget the name of that one, but I love
That's
that
one. That's a good
one,
too.
Yeah, I love that one. Yeah, Plinko is the one where you drop the thing down and it yeah. goes into.
I want to get a Plinko board for when we're doing live broadcast somewhere so people can come up
like
and play
that.
An afternoon show
I
Plinko.
I like that. I
yeah,
like that.
I would love an afternoon show
yeah.
Plinko.
Like, who's the fourth best team in the AFC? You have the.
It's hard to nail down who the fourth best team is.
So we're saying Chargers?
That, wait, are we saying the top three?
I think
are,
it will be the Chargers this
Bills,
year.
It's Bills, Ravens, Chiefs.
Okay.
I think they're the three.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, Chargers were good last year. The Texans did not look good
no.
this weekend.
Chargers over the Bengals and Broncos?
Yeah. Well, the Broncos, to be determined.
Yeah.
I think their defense is good. We'll see.
You know what I thought looked good yesterday was the Jags. Like, I'm not a huge Lawrence believer, but Liam Cohen did get Baker Mayfield to throw 41 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Liam Cohen was the offensive coordinator.
We were playing
of Tampa.
Carolina, though.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought Carolina might be friskier, though. A little.
Did
I'm a,
you?
I'm a Bryce Youngsman.
Oh, all right.
You're the one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Would have beat Jalen last year if Legette could catch the ball.
215-592-9494.
He did lose it. Him losing to Zach Wilson and Bryce Young would be yeah. hilarious, given who he's beating.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, Jack issues an apology that is Eagles related.
Ooh,
yes. And the Eagles, one everyone's been waiting for.
The one everyone's been waiting for. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where we will be on Mondays throughout the football season, hopefully all the way through February. Tonight at 6, the very first Jordan Mailata Show. Jordan will be here with us from 6 to 7. It'll be me, Elliot, and Jordan every week at 6. Then starting next week, the Players Lounge returns, which will be on after the Jordan Mailata Show. So I mentioned before we took the break that Jack had an Eagles-related apology uh-huh. that he needed to give.
A mea culpa?
Mea culpa.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Jack.
Yeah, you a copa.
Jack, yeah. Jack, the floor is yours.
So, you know, long I have railed against the tush push from the idea of anyone can run the tush push, you know.
Not that special.
It's not that special. It's quarterback sneak, blah, 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 blah. And last night when I see the Bills once again not being able to get it done.
At all.
At all. With yeah. a 6'5" horse of a quarterback.
Yep.
It seems like it's not as easy as I in the past have said it is. Like, there's real skill in being able to run the tush push. That is my mea culpa. Congratulations. Everyone wins the tush push.
Should they now not yeah. ban it?
No, it should still be banned.
No!
Here's the thing. There yeah. is no skill. There's probably more technique.
Yeah, yeah.
And run it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
I just understand why teams can't look what the Eagles do and then just do it.
Because I don't... Here's my thought on that.
It is interesting.
Like, sure, but how yeah. many people spend the time the Eagles do practicing it?
But
clearly,
why,
no one else does.
But why wouldn't they? Do you think?
I don't know.
It's so strange. Like, the Bills... really looked like it was the first time they had ever tried it.
Mm-hmm.
It was so sloppy.
So I wonder how much, that's what I'm saying, how yeah. much time do they actually spend practicing it
yeah.
to perfect it? I think the Eagles are the one team that obviously they came up with the design of this, I'm assuming.
Yep.
It's an integral part of what they do, so they spend the time on it. Like, I don't know how many times, how much other teams spend on a quarterback sneak.
Sure, yeah.
Whereas the Eagles actually use this as a weapon.
I also wonder, too, like, given that everyone thought it was going to be outlawed this mm-hmm. this offseason, like, I wonder if teams were, like, I wonder if they don't want to devote the resources to it because they don't think it's going to stick around. Because if it does stick around, it is a pretty huge advantage to have in short yardage situations.
Sure.
You know, the Bills, I just... they're a pretty good offensive team, man. I mean, they scored, I think, second most points in the mm-hmm. league last year.
I don't
to
think
not
other,
be able to do it.
I don't think other teams respect the play.
That's a good
enough
point, too.
Enough to want to implement it in their offense. Because if they wanted to, every team in the league could just do it. They could devote the time to figuring out how to do it and then do it. I just don't – you don't even see other teams even trying it.
Not respecting it.
Like the Bills are the only team who actually does it.
Not respecting it is a good point. Like them just going, that's not football. We can't do that. We can't play those games, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Now, kudos to the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's what they do.
And they need it. I mean, they do.
See?
Well, they do need it. I mean, they like the idea.
Finally, you can admit it.
Yeah. They don't need it.
They do, though.
They kind of do need it.
So you mean to tell me they couldn't get 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 without running a tush push?
I think they can.
How can we have the best offensive line in football, rush for over 2,000 yards, but we need the tush push to get a yard?
I don't know. Why'd they fight so hard to keep it? I don't know. Like,
no, because they like it because they're the best at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than saying they need it.
Yeah, they would be
That's
a good team
without.
That's
different than saying they need it.
They would be a good team
they're,
without.
That's the point that I'm making.
But I'm taking them from a 12-10 win team without the
that,
team.
No. But I think it is a serious advantage that in a league where there are so many teams that are so close, right? I mean, mm-hmm. there's so many one-score teams. You want every advantage you can have. So that's why I'm glad they still have it. Speaking of advantages, by the way, before we get back to the phones, looks like somebody's going to kick everybody's ass in fantasy again this year in the afternoon show league. I just
really?
Wanted to get that out there. Yeah.
Yeah, my team, man.
I just wanted to get that out there.
You know what?
I'm sitting at 158 for the week.
That's nice. That's nice. Listen,
look,
it's the first week.
Yep.
I don't overreact in the first week.
Yep.
I got to fight and claw my way back into this thing. I'm dealing with some internal issues here. I got A.J. Brown here.
Oh, yeah.
On my squad. And that was a wasted slot this week.
You're going to start complaining about
exactly,
his
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, about his start.
Xavier Worthy, that was a wasted spot this week.
I don't know if I like my team in any league.
There it is.
In any league.
In any league I'm in. Also, I'm focused on the fantasy baseball playoffs.
Oh, well, which started this week for us.
Come on.
Oh, all right. Right, right. 215-592-9494.
Not a great week yesterday for me.
No, it was very boring.
Fantasy.
Very
yes, boring. Not very
I think
it,
in general, the top fantasy players in general weren't
a lot of lot of top guys did not. Jamar Chase didn't score.
Nope. Only had two catches. Yep. 215-592-9494.
So that does happen in other cities.
Yes. Now, you did have 5 targets.
Okay.
Yeah. Stephen Trenton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
What's up, Steve?
Yo, so I'm definitely with you on Spike on that. I definitely take Allen over Hurts in a second.
This is not going the way that I thought it would.
Here's an oldie question for you. Who would you take, Peyton Manning or Dan Marino?
Dan Marino.
Yep, he's never won one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's plenty
Marino over him.
Yep. You would take Marino over Peyton?
In a heartbeat. I take Marino over 90% of the quarterbacks that's ever played.
Oh, right. You're a Marino guy. You're a Marino.
I think that's evident.
Yeah, well, he was a great player. The thing about Peyton is that just because of his brain, like the fact that he was basically the offensive coordinator was – and I do compare him to Harden a lot. He's not a loser like Harden. But there is something about...
Close, barely.
Yeah, well, there's something about his system when he gets to the playoffs and everything gets harder. It just, it doesn't work the same way. But he did wind up with two Super Bowls, even though one of them was...
That doesn't count.
Sort of phony baloney. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, Dan Marino, never won a Super Bowl.
I'm
and
wondering, did
definitely
he,
one of the greatest
Did they give Peyton Manning the MVP in that first one?
No, they couldn't have. Could they? Did they?
Because he has an MVP, right?
A Super Bowl MVP?
I thought he did have.
I thought he had one.
I think he did.
But he didn't deserve one, though. My point is that he
the one
didn't.
Against the Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the running game was the factor.
Yeah, he
game.
Wanted an 0-6, yes.
Oh, really?
But they should have given it to a running back. Joseph Addai.
So what did you guys grade the Eagles game? I graded them a C+.
The game overall?
Oh, the game overall?
Yeah, I gave him a
C+. C+, B-, yeah.
Yeah, I think B-. I think the offense was a B+.
And I mean, I gave Jalen an A, though.
We heard.
Who
could forget?
The defense, I think, was a D-plus or a C-. There were good spots on the defense.
They made the biggest play.
They did.
Fumble.
Big play when it counts, of course, which is all I care about.
But. Exactly right.
I haven't seen you guys in a while, but this is Steve from Cherry Hill. So anyway, question.
Steve. Yes.
My favorite show is 2.5 Men.
Is that daytime?
No, that's not. The reruns are in daytime.
Yeah, it's. Thank you for the call, Steve.
So I was going to say, according to Jim.
Jim Belushi. Jim Belushi.
Yeah, that.
Two and a half daytime?
2.5 Men.
Yeah, it was on when I got home from school.
Yeah, 2.5 Men, not a daytime TV show.
Not even close.
It was on during the daytime when it was in syndication. Yes. But, yeah.
By the way, Peyton Manning's biggest Super Bowl win is over Rex Grossman.
Yes.
Come on, man.
And I don't even think Rex Grossman was the quarterback to start that year, if I remember correct, because I lived in Chicago that year.
Yeah, it took me a while to start giving Peyton his great regular season quarterback.
Yeah.
Way too many postseason disappointments.
Yeah. Yeah. So
way too many.
Very Harden-like.
He threw for 247 yards in the Super Bowl with a touchdown and a pick.
Man.
Meanwhile, Addai went for 113 and a touchdown.
Should have been Addai.
Dominic Rhodes went for 100. I forgot about
that.
That's
right.
Rhodes.
Dominic. I know it was. They had both of them, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
they had
yeah.
both running backs, yeah.
Who I'm trying to remember who the quarterback for the Bears was to start that season. It was not Rex Grossman, I don't think.
It wasn't?
No, I don't think so.
I thought it was Rex.
I thought it was Rex.
Nah, there were... I don't think so. 215-592-9494.
Because Rex is before Jay Cutler.
Yes. No, Rex was after Jay Cutler.
Nah, Rex started game one of that year.
Oh, did he? Who
yes.
was? The, who, do you remember who the backup was?
Oh,
no. Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton.
Neckbeard.
Yes.
Neckbeard.
Yes. 215-592-9494. You know, tomorrow I'm actually getting my front door installed from Guida.
Finally!
Which will complete the Guida experience, at least at this point. So almost every window of my house, my sliding patio door and my front door, my custom front door from Guida. As we are going into the fall and then into the winter, and you're going to be facing that cold air that gets in through your old drafty windows, probably in through your front door as well. Let Guida take care of that. Right now, they're buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. So for every window or door you buy, you get the second one at 50% off. Mix and match them if you want. Getting a sliding patio door, get a garage door 50% off. Get a window, get a, you know, the front door, whatever, 50% off. Look, the more that you need, the more that you're going to save. You replace everything, every door and window in your house, 50% off half of your project. Start your project with no money down. Take 18 months to pay it off interest-free. This is for a limited time, and there are restrictions. So call Guida today. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Glenn in Georgia. You're on WIP. What's up, Glenn?
What's up, guys?
Glenn, do you have us on speaker?
Yeah. Hey, hang on a second. I'm trying to do a little home project before my wife gets home.
So yeah, I get it, but... All right.
Okay.
Put him on hold. Please talk to him, Buzz. Matt in San Diego. You're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
All right, so my question is, and I'll preface this with, I'm a big AJ guy.
Yep.
And I'm also a whatever it takes to win is as a fan. I don't give a shit who scores.
Hey, Matt, could
relax.
You? Matt, yeah, like, yeah. Let's grow up. We're on the radio. Let's not say bad words anymore. Okay.
All right, cool. Last one. So my question to you guys is there, and I know it's early, but is there a justified breaking point if this season continues and AJ is not a key contributor? Is he justified at some point where he's just disgruntled that he's not a bigger part of the offense despite the fact that we're still winning?
Yes.
I agree.
And what is that?
Well, I don't know what that would be. That would have to be – that's dependent upon AJ and his patience and what he feels – is the objective of the offense, right? It's one thing that he's not catching X amount of balls that makes him happy. It's another thing if he's not a part of the game plan. Are you trying to get him the football? I mean, you have – I don't know if he'll take one more game like last Thursday night where he doesn't even get an attempt into the fourth quarter. Like, you can't have that. And I understand, happy we're winning. That's fantasy land. In reality, a player of AJ's caliber needs to get the football to feel like he's a part of this thing. So if you want him to be out there blocking, you want him to be a good teammate, a good soldier, say the right things, come in with the right attitude and all those things, then you had better make him feel like he's a part of this thing. And so to me, it's up to the coach. It's up to the offensive coordinator to put in a game plan. And I'm not saying that you have to cater to AJ and force the ball to him, but how do you have talent like AJ Brown at your disposal and he's not a focal point of your passing game? I don't even know how that's possible, right? I don't know how that's possible.
It makes it, forgetting about keeping him happy, it makes them a better team.
Yes.
It makes them a better team if they're getting their best players the ball. Like, could you imagine not giving the ball to Saquon for the first three quarters of the game? It would seem insane.
That's a great point.
It would seem crazy. Yes. And on top of that, I would also say that, like, some of the defenses for it, Matt, have been, one is, like, he's hurt and they're using him as a decoy. All right, explain this to me. A.J. Brown has a hamstring injury, and you think what they're doing is having him run around the field for a full game?
As a decoy?
First of all, it'd be a horrible plan.
Yeah, we're supposed to be a smart team. That's not smart.
It would be the worst thing in the world. Yeah. And the other thing is like the other parts of the offense, while Jalen did play well in the first half, it's not like Saquon was cooking. You know, it's not like the rest of the offense was firing on all cylinders and he just happened to not get
the
ball.
That's different, yes.
It's just not what happened, you know? And
we're talking about AJ. Yeah. Devontae had three little measly passes.
Yeah, 15 yards, something like that. So they obviously need to find a way to get the wide receivers the ball, both from a keep them happy standpoint, but also from a score more points standpoint.
Yeah, when you bring in this type of talent, which is what they drafted and what they traded for, they did it to use it. Right? So it's okay one game. I just don't know if AJ – I don't know if I could ask him to continue to accept this type of a lack of production, even if the team is winning.
Yeah, the whole you should be happy if we win is nonsense.
Yeah. It's just not reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Caliber, too. And look, I don't consider myself a football expert, but I did watch a lot of the plays. And it looked like he was, for the most part, covered. But I think that might be, is that where, you know, like you say, like, there's got to be a better scheme from the offensive coordinator to get him open?
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say this, and believe me, this question is there for me as well. I just haven't seen the actual evidence to support it other than the missed time in training camp. But I am concerned about the health of AJ and whether or not he's the same receiver that we're used to seeing.
See, yeah. Rather than him being hurt, like the degradation of having knee after knee issue, yeah, after knee issue and hamstring issues in consecutive years.
So you do
years.
Wonder if he's still that's fair. And that's why I need a little more evidence from game footage and things of that nature so I can at least feel confident that, yeah, he's still the same A.J. Brown. He's just not getting the ball. I did wonder Thursday night. It's why I asked Donovan. I'm like, is A.J. open? Like, was he open or was he not open?
Mm-hmm.
He was open some.
Yeah, he was right. Yeah, right? He's open, yeah, some. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and by the way, like, I just don't think it's one target.
That's the other thing.
Shutting him down is like, they shut him down in a game. That's like, you just look up and down the league and look at the top 20 receivers in the NFL and look at how many targets they get. Like, there's lots of targets for everyone. You know, and yeah, A.J. Brown getting one is
and one
is
not
crazy.
Not until late in the fourth
minute
quarter.
And a half late left. In
that's crazy.
Hey, Matt, for next question, hey, give us your all-time favorite daytime television show.
Yeah, got to go with American Gladiators by far.
Now that's TV? A good one. I think of that as weekend TV.
Yeah,
Saturday morning. True,
yeah. Yeah, I thought of it as Saturday morning show.
American Gladiators.
You know, as far as his question on like when the A.J. thing breaks. Like, you have a loss at the wrong time.
Yeah.
It could break in an ugly way. I don't think he's gonna submarine the team. I don't think that's what he'll do. But he's not going to say nothing. And I just don't think you can have this issue every single year. And I think he has a right to be frustrated.
Well, you said this earlier, and you're spot on. Getting him the ball makes the game easier for everyone.
Yes.
On offense. Like, he's a part of a reason why your offense should flow a little more fluid.
Yeah.
Right? It shouldn't be as choppy as we saw it in the second half. And, okay, you had no problem going up and down the field the first half. You scored on all your possessions. But how do you go in the locker room and say, okay, how do we get number 11 involved? How do you not say that? How do we get number 11 involved? Like, when... If I got T.O., I got Randy Moss, right? I got Antonio Brown. I got these guys as receivers on my team. Why wouldn't I? I don't get it as a scheme.
Yeah, like at
as
halftime.
An offensive game plan.
At halftime when he doesn't have a target.
Nobody notices this?
Yeah, like we had – I'm not putting this on Jalen at all. But yeah.
Actually saying this more about Kevin Petula. Well, yeah. Like, that's what I'm really talking about.
We had the documentary moment where apparently Jalen went into Nick Sirianni's office during halftime of the Super Bowl and said – reminded him about the dagger.
And that's why he's an elite quarterback.
Yeah, is somebody going in and reminding someone that A.J. Brown's on the team at halftime?
Right, because if he does it, then he looks – like he's selfish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If he goes in there and say, hey, I'll be at the bar. But damn, somebody should notice it. Like, hey, let's get 11 involved.
Yeah.
Let's get six involved.
Let's run a play for him. Let's make sure we throw him the ball.
You mean tell me in the playbook, there's no plays in the playbook that's specifically designed to get A.J. Brown the ball?
I would think there's a couple.
Yes.
215-592-9494.
He's getting 10 targets Sunday.
Yeah. Easily. Oh, it's over.
Yep.
They're so easy to bet. The Eagles are so easy to bet.
Well, it's like last year on the is that what y'all wanted to talk about game? Was that the Steelers game?
Yep,
yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, the Jalen was going to throw a lot that game. Was.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, Devontae 2 years ago when they were in Detroit, he didn't get a target. And then the first throw,
targets.
Yeah, was them on the next game. It's a lock.
Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
The most Philly fan moments.
From Philly Karen.
Yeah.
Yep, because of Philly Karen.
She's popular.
A viral sensation.
Yep. Popular is a word for it. 215-592-9494.
She's infamous.
Yeah, she's definitely infamous. That is coming up next. You recall us as well. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.